From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. When we choose to forgive someone, we are changing our feelings and our attitudes about that person. But the act of forgiving changes something within ourselves as well. KBIA's Michaela Tucker spoke with one University of Missouri researcher who examined how the act of forgiving impacts a person's mental health.
In 2001 and 2004, the Religion, Aging, and Health Survey collected data on over 1,000 older Americans. The survey participants were half white, half black, two-thirds were women, one-third were men. Most were Christian. All of them were on the older side, 67 years and above. And Christine Prue, an assistant professor at the University of Missouri, says that's an understudied population.
We know that older adults are likely to think back on their lives, do a lot of reflection. They're also more likely to experience forgiveness.
Studies have shown being willing to forgive others can be linked to lower depression rates. So Prue analyzed the data from the Religion, Aging, and Health Survey to see how forgiveness might impact mental health specifically in later life. She took the data from the survey to look at three aspects of forgiveness. First,
how unforgiven these older adults were feeling by other people.
Second,
the ability to forgive themselves.
And third,
how likely they were to forgive other people.
The study of the survey data found that men and women both experienced similar rates of unforgiveness, or the feeling that others are not forgiving them. But when the study looked at forgiving others, doing so for men had the complete opposite effect as doing so for women. First, for women,
even if there are people that they think aren't forgiving them, so long as they're able to forgive other people relatively easily, they do see lower levels of depression.
For women, Prue says, forgiveness acts like a protective bubble.
Encases them from that negative stuff coming from that unforgiveness.
Basically, forgiving others can help a woman feel less depressed about those who have not forgiven her. For men, on the other hand, those who are most likely to forgive others had the highest level of depression.
The ability to forgive others actually exacerbates the problem for men.
Prue says she can only speculate on what causes this difference, but says it's possible that age might play a role. Forgiveness is often viewed as a feminine trait, and it's possible, she says, that the older Americans who were covered in the survey,
they were raised in times of much more traditional gender roles than we might be experiencing now.
Prue also pointed out that men in this generation are more likely to have served in a war, like World War II or Korea.
There are men in this generation who feel that what they had to do or what they did via service, military service, is not forgivable.
And that feeling may be undermining men's mental well-being. As this is the first study of its kind, Prue hopes its findings will lead to more research to understand the dynamics of how and why forgiveness impacts mental health.
It opens the door for forgiveness to become more of a mainstream research topic.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Michaela Tucker.